Welcome to episode 68 of the Vancouver Tech Podcast. I'm Drew Grizzik. I've got a couple of special promotions. One, we have a microservices and event workshop brought to us by Scott Bellware, and that's coming to town Saturday, April 29th and Sunday, April 30th. This is a Ruby microservices workshop. Should be really awesome. The first half of the first day, I believe, is a free event open to everyone, but the rest of it, there's, I think it's a couple hundred dollars. Anyway, we have a free ticket to give away. There is a tweet that you can retweet with an at Vancouver Tech Podcast. Make sure to take a look in the show notes down below and retweet that for a chance to win a free ticket. We also have a giveaway for a VR workshop, April 1st and April 8th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This is over at Blessin Hall, SFU in Burnaby. Tickets are going for $120, but make sure to tweet your most pressing VR question along with the link down below, which is to designlablive.com/VR-workshop and at VanTech Podcast and at Design Lab Live for a chance to be entered in a drawing for a free ticket. This week in Vancouver, we had some pretty interesting stuff happen. The BC Tech Summit came to a close. A local fintech company, Koho, that's K-O-H-O, after about a year of beta testing, opened up to the public. So make sure to check them out, koho.ca. My week in tech was kind of themed around collaboration and communication. You know, I've been talking lately about pairing and solving problems together and how great of a thing that can be. How sometimes you're coding out solutions and you build kind of a house of cards in your mind. Somebody comes up and interrupts you and it can all fall apart and it can take a while to get back to where you were. One of the things I found that pairing really helps with is not doing that. You're talking, you have this communication, you're writing tests, you're kind of reasoning through what you're building before and as you're building it. And if somebody comes and interrupts you, it's usually pretty easy to get right back where you were, or maybe your pair maintains everything in their minds. But I've noticed something even different, and that's rather than just pair with somebody, say, on your team, like a back-end developer with back-end developer, if you're building out an API, for example, that's going to be consumed by a front-end developer, if you go by those titles, and you build out part of it in the back-end, and then go over and pair with that front-end developer and see how they're consuming it, see what they're thinking and how they're using it, that can be really interesting. What if you include somebody from QA and you pair up with them and talk about how you might be writing tests? So maybe you can have more robust unit tests even or integration testing, or even just think a little bit more about the type of design that you're building out with your code. What if you team up with a product manager and talk about what that feature really should be or what that should look like and help them and pair up and write that ticket? I'm not sure if that sort of style would work for every person or every company, but I think it's something that's really powerful. It helps to give a sense of ownership to people on the team. And I think maybe with the size of the company that we are, it kind of works right now for us. We'll see how it goes. I'm really excited to see what happens over the next several months where I'm at. It seems like we've gone from a team of about 7 developers to about 17 pretty quickly. And with that, obviously, there's going to be some differences and some changes in culture. But on the other hand, there's some great differences and some great changes in culture. And I find that it's bringing us closer together as a whole. And we're looking to expand even more, which is a really good opportunity, I feel, to bring people on who I'm excited to work with and I'm excited to solve problems with. And I hope I'm able to continue to do that. Another thing it brings up is I started to realize that in my contacts list, there are a lot of people that I feel, obviously, I would love to work with them. Obviously, if there was a position available where I'm at, I would recommend you. But I haven't actually said that to them. And I thought that might be a really good thing to kind of follow up to let them know, hey, I really enjoyed working with you in the past, or I really like you as a person and I'd love to solve problems with you. You do know that we'd love to have you where I'm working and I'd love to have you on my team. That might be something to say that they don't already know. And I wonder if more developers did that, if they'd be able to help to build their team to be awesome. Anyway, let's take a little bit of a look at meetups around town. So last week, I went out to the Elixir and Erlang meetup. I guess it seems more like an Elixir meetup than an Erlang meetup, but that was the only time I've been there, so I'm not really sure. And that was over at ACL. They have a really nice office space. I think they have the whole building over there. And Eugene, he gave a talk, and it seemed really interesting. I'm not really sure if I had a great takeaway from Elixir. I think he explained it very well. I'm going to have to get my feet wet, I guess, or get my hands dirty and build out a project in it before I have any sort of strong opinions on it. But it seemed okay, and it seemed pretty reasonable. But something that I really liked was how he explained how he set up the product, and he kind of went into a system where he was publishing events that were happening. So they had a system where they had to really care about object state at any given time. And instead of sort of storing snapshots of the state of that object, and I'm not sure if they ended up doing that from time to time, but they were storing the events that happened and pushing that, I think, to a single table in Postgres. It was kind of an MVC or a proof of concept piece. But that seemed really interesting, and it seemed like those events and storing them are quite important for ensuring the integrity of your data. Anyway, that was the only meetup that I ended up going out to last week. This week, there's also a ton of interesting stuff coming up. On Monday, there's the Polyglot Vancouver Reading Group. It looks like they're reading a pretty interesting paper on dynamic reconfiguration of primary / backup clusters. Definitely something to check out. And there is also the Vancouver Linux Users Group, and they're having a meeting at 7 p.m. So there's the Polyglot at 6 p.m. It starts at 6:10, I think, and it says, don't be late. That's over at Stage 3 Systems. Make sure to check that out if you've read the paper, of course, or make sure to read the paper if you're going to check that out. And then the Vancouver Linux Users Group, they're over at SFU Harbor Center, 515 West Hastings, and they're having a general Vanlug tech meeting. And that, it looks like that's it for the Monday. For Tuesday, there's a tech talent meetup happening over at Great Northern Way from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. over at the BC Tech Innovation Hub. Posted on the Vancouver Pixel Crafters UX Design 101 over at Launch Academy from 5 to 6 p.m. There's also a Vancouver Pixel Crafters one, Spring Startup School. That's happening at CodeCore. Also Vancouver Pixel Crafters, there's Spring Startup School. That's happening over at CodeCore from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. There's a non-technical entrepreneurs meetup as well. This is happening over at The Tribe, the co-working space at 68 Water Street up on the fourth floor from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Tuesday. There's a Vancouver Closure Hack Night. That looks like it'll be pretty awesome. That's also over at CodeCore, 142 West Hastings, from 6 to 9 p.m. And that's our Tuesday. On Wednesday, we've got Women Who Code Vancouver over at Mobify. They've got that space on 725 Granville Street, 420 there up on the fourth floor. That's from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. There's the Vancouver Pluralsight Study Group over at P&I Digital Media Offices, 100-425 Carroll Street, first on the first floor there from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Another Vancouver Pixel Crafters, there's Startup Ladies Night, and that's happening at Launch Academy from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. on Wednesday. Then there's Vancouver Real Estate Tech and Data Meetup. That's happening from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. over on West Hastings. It's number 2500, 1021 West Hastings. That's the CBRE Vancouver building. Over at the Vancouver Hackspace, they're having a hack night. I think it's a Roomba repair night. And that's from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. That's number 104, 1715 Cook Street. And then we have Vancouver Financial Innovation Community. So there's a meetup happening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. And that's at the Edge from the Gore Street entrance, but it's 289 Alexander Street. And that's our Wednesday. Thursday, we've got AWS Someday or Awesome Day happening. You can check out the Public Cloud Users Group. And that's happening from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. over at Vancouver Convention Center, 1055 Canada Place. There is a link to click and register, but it's free one-day training, and it says it's going to provide a step-by-step introduction to the core AWS services for compute, storage, database, and networking. I think I'm going to have to try and make it out to that. I'm not sure if I will or not, but hopefully that's a full day. Seems pretty awesome. Then there's the DDD CQRS ES Practitioners Meetup from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Now, this is over at The Tribe. I think Adaptech actually moved in to some office space over there. So that should be pretty interesting. And that's 68 Water Street up on the fourth floor there from 5 to 7. There's a React Native Hack Night, Hack slash Mentor Night over at Bench Accounting, which is 545 Robson Street. This is from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Looks like it's going to be a pretty popular one. There's also the Vancouver Amazon Web Services Users Group, and this is happening from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. There's a presentation on security in AWS. That seems like something to go and check out if you're interested in security on AWS. This is at Hothead Games Office, 1555 West Pender Street, Vancouver, BC. There's a Learn Data Science meetup as well from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. over at SFU Harbor Center, and that's 515 West Hastings in room 7000. This is the Learn Data Science by Doing Kaggle competitions. There's also the Ember.js meetup. They're having Ember YVR Talks Night. So 5 ways to reduce your JS error count. Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. So this is happening Thursday from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. over at Later HQ. This is 500-353 Water Street. Make sure to have a look. And then there's a From C to C, pretty interesting meetup. The location's only shown to members, but it's a couple hours. It's on Thursday, 7:15 to 9 p.m. It says here there'll be a simple data compression coding challenge, but for the rest of the time, it'll probably just be a hangout. Bring your laptop and hack away. And we've got Friday, March 24th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. There's Friday Happy Hour over at The Tribe. If you haven't been there and you want to go and hang out, it's a little social. People in the tech industry get together and have a chat from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. This is 68 Water Street on the fourth floor. And on Saturday, there's a Ninecat networking meetup. It's Internet Tech Startups Hangout in Richmond. And that's our meetups around town. I've got a couple of special promotions. One, we have a microservices and event workshop brought to us by Scott Belware, and that's coming to town Saturday, April 29th and Sunday, April 30th. This is a Ruby microservices workshop. Should be really awesome. The first half of the first day, I believe, is a free event open to everyone, but the rest of it, there's, I think it's a couple hundred dollars. Anyway, we have a free ticket to give away. There is a tweet that you can retweet with an at Vancouver Tech Podcast. Make sure to take a look in the show notes down below and retweet that for a chance to win a free ticket. We also have a giveaway for a VR workshop, April 1st and April 8th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. This is over at Blessin Hall, SFU in Burnaby. Tickets are going for $120, but make sure to tweet your most pressing VR question along with the link down below, which is to designlablive.com/VR-workshop and at VanTech Podcast and at Design Lab Live for a chance to be entered in a drawing for a free ticket.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Vancouver Tech Podcast.
Check out our website, vancouvertechpodcast.ca.
Rate and subscribe on iTunes. Much appreciated.
You can follow us on Twitter, VanTechPodcast.
Feel free to leave some comments below.
You can also hit us up on the YVR Dev, the Vancouver Tech, the VanTech Slacks. I'm at James.
And I'm at Drew. Special thanks to Same Room for hooking us up with an integration that allows us to have a cross-team Slack channel, VanDevs.
Do you have a meetup that you want us to plug? Email us, show@vancouvertechpodcast.ca.
Music by A Shell in the Pit from the game Parkitect. See you at one of the meetups around town.